This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry.
And I'm Celeste Headlee. You know, the U.S. Marshals Service has a message for everyone. You can run, but you can't hide, even if you run south of the border. Recently, there have been some very successful campaigns to capture fugitives who are hiding out in Mexico more than ever before. Why now? Joining us is Jose Valenzuela. He's a deputy U.S. Marshal assigned to the Mexico Investigative Liaison Unit in Phoenix, Arizona. Good morning, Jose.
Good morning.
You know, it's difficult to talk about numbers in great detail over the radio, but I wanted to just give these particular statistics. In 1999, the United States caught 14 fugitives in Mexico and returned them to the United States. Last year, they caught almost 100. Why is there this huge increase?
Well, the cooperation between Mexican authorities and the United States Marshal Service, it's been huge since 1999. And then we have criminal investigators, deputy U.S. Marshals assigned in Mexico City. And the work we've done, it's amazing. It's very cooperative, very, how would you say, it's just the work we've been doing down there, it's great. The cooperation between them and us, it's just been phenomenal.
Well, what has made that change? There were complaints always through the 1980s and 1990s about the lack of cooperation, about the lack of efficiency in coordinating any kind of efforts with Mexican authorities.
I think it's the government, their government and our government, too. And also it's the fact that we're looking for serious offenders, murderers, rapists, and they don't want those people in their country, and we don't want them in our country. And that's what's been, I think, is the main factor, is that we don't want rapists and murderers running around our country or their country. And that's why I believe they've been helping us.
How hard is it to track someone once they cross the border? What are the specific challenges that occur that may not happen when you're trying to find them in the United States?
Well, I think the hardest thing is the information we get. And the towns down there are so it's very difficult to track down these guys down in Mexico, because there's not obviously the technology is not how would you say, it's not there, so we have to come up with different ways of tracking these guys.
You recently worked on a successful case, where Mexican authorities helped you track down three fugitives who were accused of child molestation. Can you tell me how that happened?
They walked away from the shelter here in Phoenix, in Mesa, I think it was, and they contacted me and then began the investigation with interviews. And I can't go into specific details on how we did some of our techniques there, but we were able to track them down in Chihuahua. And I was in constant communication with the Chihuahua State Police and with our other task force members. We were able to get information of where they were at. And I would relay that information to the Chihuahua State Police, and they were very helpful in tracking these guys down. With the information we were developing here in the United States.
Jose Valenzuela is the deputy U.S. Marshal assigned to the Mexico Investigative Liaison Unit, trying to make sure he doesn't give out too much information. But your message is you can't hide south of the border, right? He's joined us from Phoenix.